Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Controversial subjects with the facts can be tense, but we are Aesop Science here to make things make sense.
Today we are talking about doppelgangers, the German word for double goer. Are there people on this planet out there that look just like you, just like me, just like Mitch? Statistically, scientifically, what is going on with the concept of people looking the same? Aren't there like famous ones like all the Chris's? Chris Hemsworth, Chris...
Yeah, most of them look similar, but they don't all look the same, do they? Chris... Evans,
Chris
Hemsworth,
Chris.
There's people screaming so loud at us. What's the one from the spaceship movie?
Evan, no, Chris.
And from like Parks and Rec, Chris.
Oh, Pratt.
Pratt.
Chris. They all actually kind of look similar. Like they're not doppelgangers. Double.
They're like just white
but
guys.
But sometimes you're like, how are you
just
like,
jacked white guys?
Famous. Like you're all just jacked. And I've seen a lot of you like at the gym.
That's all it takes. Oh my God. Yeah. We watched a movie that Greg had already seen that you made me watch about dogs. What's it called?
Oh, White God. Incredible movie.
Yeah. It made us realize acting so easy.
Yeah.
They're dogs and they were able to give Oscar worthy performances.
Yeah. So it's like, it's not
snow all about the director.
It's not Snow Dogs energy where it's like funny family dog movie. It's like a Hungarian movie about like essentially like resistance to the police and like rising up against like the institutions of like masculinity. Like it's like very dark and deep, but there's this main dog that it follows. That seriously acts like I don't know what they were doing. Like its eyes were so Meryl Streep found dead. Like it was just like, could this dog not get nominated for an Oscar?
Yeah.
But no human Oscar person would let that happen because they'd be too embarrassed to realize that like
that's what acting
like
is.
Sorry, like Timothy Chalamet, ding dong, but like your job's easy.
I would tell people it's a good movie, but you prepared me zero for that movie.
Yeah,
they're like
death.
Mitch, it's about dogs, and like I was like, I do not want to see a movie where like dogs get injured or like where dogs are like losing, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
because they're so pure. And you were like, no, it's all fake, it's acting. I'm like, I know it's not real, like I understand the concept of how a movie works, and then I just need you to know if you're sensitive to dogs, like it is a great movie, just go in knowing like it can be kind of intense, you know, they're like at war, you know, like dogs are gonna get hurt.
The dogs legit have an uprising against the police, and the police do shoot numerous dogs.
Yeah,
but
and so Greg was like, no, it's
yeah,
in the middle of it. I was like, Greg, why do you make me watch this? He was like, it's fake though, like they're not actually getting
but it was like, such a good movie that I was like, aren't you able to like enjoy it too?
Yeah,
didn't you think it was just good?
It's like, oh yeah, no, it is a really good, it's okay, a really good. Cool movie. I think I went in with the wrong mindset. I kind of was like, ooh, cute, like a little Air Bud where we're like, the dog is the main character.
No,
you know,
I
there's like
you.
That episode of like, what's that show where they're high and it's like from the dog's perspective? Didn't you tell me about this one time? There's a show, High Maintenance, is that what it's called?
Oh, yes.
And one episode
yes.
is from the dog's perspective.
You're right. That was
and
great.
You like loved it. And I remember seeing a clip or something from it. And I kind of, not that I didn't think this wouldn't be a little intense, but I thought it would be more wholesome.
Yeah, no, it was super intense. But it was like 250 dogs were used in filming the movie, and they were all rescues or from the street. And then by the end of the movie, they were all adopted.
That's
so they like
sweet.
Took them, and it's really cool. Like when the dogs are running down, they close like Budapest down and like did these crazy scenes with the dogs like running through the streets. And it was so fun to watch. And it's the movie that made me want a dog. Interesting. Because it does make you love dogs.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it makes you realize that like humans are the problem.
Yeah. I don't love seeing a snarling dog. I've never seen Ernie snarl.
Yeah, that's true.
It scares me.
That, yeah, no, it's not for the faint of heart, but it's an incredible, it makes you think.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. Gets the noggin working.
Yeah. What brought that up?
I have no idea. I'm so tired. I'm sleep deprived.
Were we talking about acting? Were we talking about
Chris's. Sorry, but there's a dog in a movie that's better at acting than you than Chris Pratt. I'm sorry to say, but there's a dog that can do it. But yeah, I don't know. Anything else new? We did drag this weekend. What was the name of your drag queen?
It is and always is Meesh, spelled M-E-E-S-C-H. And that's actually my online gaming moniker. That's my name on the games I play. And so that's just carry. I don't know if I became a proper drag queen, if that would follow me, but there's just, this name's been hanging around in my head for a little while.
Meesh.
Yeah, because like people have called me Meesh before. Well, my friend who had an accent would call me instead of Mitch. She would say Meesh. And I was like, I like that.
Your friend had an accident?
Accent.
Oh my God. Like, okay. I was like, what if your friends had an accident? And like, no. Why are we going right to there?
No, but what would your drag name be? Or what was
Bertha.
It? Oh, Bertha.
Yeah, Bertha. Because I just don't think I'd ever look good. No offense to any Berthas out there, but like I just would, my vibe would be a little bit like busted. And I like that. Or no, it's not that I like that. I just am not capable of anything.
It's like
else.
Not a choice you have.
Like whenever people start doing makeup, I'm like, are we done? It's kind of like tanning. Remember the first time I tanned with my friend? I was like,
oh,
okay,
lies.
So are we done?
You're obsessed with tanning.
I can't. Like, I truly am like, after 2 minutes, I'm like, that's it. Like, we're good, right?
Yeah, like your attention
takes, it takes
so
longer. True. And I'm like, I'm not capable of this.
Yeah, if you want to do like proper drag makeup, you're like an hour and a half to 2 hours.
Yeah, no, never. So I would go with Bertha and I'd be like, the beard's staying. It was so fun though, and we did real dance offs. And Mitch, of course, or Meesh went crazy, and you had like,
well, here's what
paper
I realized:
up your ass, and we're, like, absolutely like revealing to all
a reveal
hell.
Is placed properly can win a dance. I just realized like I am not the best dancer in this group. Like it was a group of queer, mostly gay men that were dancing. And I'm not the best dancer, so I was like, I need some tricks up my sleeve.
Yeah, when you came out of like the room, it was like everyone was just in their dresses and you were like covered in like a rope and like I was just
well,
like,
well, I did
oh
that because
God.
I wanted an obvious reveal so they wouldn't expect another reveal that was hidden down my pants, which was just like ripped up paper that I then like sprinkled everywhere in the
and
air.
In true like drag queen fashion made other people clean up. I remember after I was like,
gotta go.
All the judges on their were on their hands and knees like cleaning up the paper while you were basking in like the glory of the moment.
You didn't have it. You had a reveal. You had like Jenga cubes come out of your hair or something.
Okay. No, not coming out of my hair. My tits were lemons, but then when I started dancing to Girlfriend by Avril Lavigne, the lemons went down and my tits started looking droopier and droopier, hence Bertha. And then I realized I can't do that again. So for my second dance, I used marshmallows as tits and then panicked. Because you're right, you're dancing around and then you're like, I have to get these goddamn my friends' attention.
Boats.
So I started eating the marshmallows and I started shoving Jenga cubes in them and I spat them all out during the Till the World oh Ends God. Bridge, which is so good.
Yeah, great song.
And it builds and it's like, like that moment.
But see the sunlight.
It wasn't a reveal, it was me panicking and shoving these like, in my mouth.
Well, it worked. You got their attention, Greg. That's all you wanted.
For that moment, but I rushed the video and everyone else was being good too.
Yeah, it was a fun time. Definitely a fun little activity for
yeah,
adults.
If you're ever like unsure of what to do, just
like
do
instead of a board game, drag.
Okay, cool. Hot take.
Oh, what did we learn this week?
So I learned about tea and tea leaves.
Okay.
And you know how you always hear that like there's shit in tea? Or do you always hear that?
I have heard that there's lots of chemicals because they're dry leaves, so they can't be washed.
And didn't you like do research on this in a lab?
I didn't, but my friend who worked in the same lab as me, one of her research projects was testing tea leaves for, like, I think they were all still within the range of, or I don't know, they were just testing for different pesticides and chemicals on tea leaves. And I remember her saying that. They must have been testing a bunch of different things, but she was like, tea leaves are the worst for that.
Yeah,
because you can't wash them. Otherwise, you're like wasting the tea potential.
And like, no offense to tea bags across the world, but when you look at them, it's like, that's gross.
Or, you know, like and then it never occurred to me that they are in plastic. And then you're just boiling water on them. Like, obviously, we're poisoned with plastic in our bodies.
And then also, like, you know, like David's Tea, when they're like, this is a great Christmas blend. And then they open it up. It looks like a garbage disposal near a Christmas like fair where it's just like candy canes and like wrappers. And you're like, this isn't tea, David.
Right.
David. Anyways. David. So essentially, scientists have found that it's really hard to study insects. And like, obviously, they want to understand like the populations, like how many arthropods are alive? Like, are the populations like growing, shrinking? Are there invasive species, etc.? And because they're so hard to find, because they're so small and so hard to trap, they realized the smartest thing to do is just to look at tea leaves, like tea leaves that we would all buy, because there's so much eDNA from arthropods, feces, from their saliva, from biting the leaves, and from ripping them with their claws, that by studying tea, it's giving them a better idea of like what insects are around and alive on Earth than even trying to like field study them.
Yeah, because they probably can't always see them or find them or track them.
And that's cool. So there's like more, like obviously it's not like Urlax, we all eat bug insect poo. Like you're not
gonna even just insect bodies, like in lots of things we're eating. Like,
yeah, we actually should be eating more insects point blank. So it's not like this is like a thing that you need to worry about. It's more just interesting that like your tea leaves are covered in so much insect shit that like the diversity of the shit is how scientists are now going to measure which insects are alive.
That's cool. It's reminding me of something I can't come to my mind, but I think there is another example of how like that. What am I trying to say? Like learning about things through like a secondary source, so that like those bugs and insects or arthropods are interacting with those leaves. Mm-hmm. Like some things are just hard to track, hard to find, hard to know, but we can like look at other aspects. Oh, what was it? It was something to do with like leaves on the ground. I'm going crazy. And biodegradation, and they would like God, it's going to come to me at some point. There was like a species that they couldn't figure out if it was like, this is just so annoying to bring up right now, and I can't remember it. Anyway, same kind of idea, but looking at something else. Okay, ignoring it.
Shoot out of bed with the answer to that one. Tune in next week for when we figure out
what he's thinking about. I'm talking about
four leaves.
Similar vibe though, testing and looking for a creature through like leaves.
It's smart.
And the last thing I have on that is my memory is that they didn't know if a certain thing existed, but there was a way to figure it out through trails and traces.
Cool.
But they could never find it.
I love that when they like find a species they haven't seen in a long time.
Here's what I learned this week. And I was kind of like, I haven't like shared this already. I think it was a recent study that just came out. But I was like, as I was rereading, I was like, am I just remembering writing this earlier today? Or have I told everyone this already? How do you feel about reaching out to a friend that you haven't talked to in a long time? This is a question for you, Greg.
How do I
feel? Like, say you haven't texted someone in years. Like, if you think about them, are you likely to, like, just send a text message?
No.
Or is it, like, an awkward thing?
I just think about
them
and I'm like, huh? But then if I'm, like, had a beer, if I'm, like, stoned
or,
like...
Do you do that ever?
Then I'd more likely do it because I feel like my inhibition's down. But, like, I do it sometimes, I guess. If I think of someone, yeah.
And what do you think? I guess, like, that's a fairly common experience, especially since the pandemic, right? Like, people kind of lost contact with lots of people.
That's so true.
And haven't spoken to them. So a lot of people are re-experiencing this, like, should I message this person?
Yeah.
Or should I just say, like, I was just thinking about you, even though I haven't seen you in years. So there was a really cute study that just came out about the impact of reaching out to people unexpectedly. So in those kind of scenarios where it's someone you don't talk to
that often.
Yeah,
I know that
feeling,
yeah.
And basically the study found that people significantly underestimate how much other people actually really appreciate being reached out to. Mm. So like as much as most people who were reaching out felt that their gesture wouldn't be like overly appreciated, like they just kind of felt it was maybe a bit awkward, they didn't know how to be received. If anything, they thought like, oh, it won't have that big an impact. Whereas the person who received the communication actually took it to be like really meaningful.
Yeah,
and really
okay, cool. So reach out.
Yeah, I thought that was really nice. The quote from the authors of this paper said, feeling woefully out of practice and unsure, our work provides robust evidence and an encouraging green light to go ahead and surprise someone by reaching out. Doing so is likely to be appreciated more than one thinks.
Yeah, that's fair. Like, what's like, no one ever.
Yeah, why not? And you'd never be like, why did that person message me? Yeah.
That's such a rude thought.
What is?
Why did that person message me? It's like,
yeah, it's like, unless you had like a falling out and like don't like each other anymore, it's like,
but that's not what this is talking about.
No, not at all.
Yeah, reaching out to people who like
friends that you just don't see as much anymore.
Okay, yeah.
or anyone. So just message people. If you love someone, tell them you love them. If you like them, tell them you like them. If you,
it's so easy now. It's like you just go on Instagram story and just like do a heart and be like, cool. Like, you know what I mean? Sure. Like, there's so many ways to do it that we all should be doing it.
Yeah.
If we're on these goddamn apps. Mm. Oh, Be Real. That's what I was
saying. Oh, at the cottage. Yeah.
I started using it. It's weird.
Oh my God. Do you like it? Oh no, I saw a bad joke on it. Never mind.
Okay.
But there's lots of people talking about it now. I haven't used it, but basically the premise is you get a prompt once a day, right?
Yeah, you get a prompt.
You have 2 minutes. I don't think you know what time it's at. It's supposed to be.
No, yeah, it's random.
But you have 2 minutes to take a picture.
No, it's like if I say I take 17 minutes after the notification, it says my Be Real is 17 minutes late.
Okay.
So you have like all day to do it, but then this thing appears like a countdown of only 2 minutes. So once you start, once you
open the app, kind of.
Yeah, you have 2 minutes to like be as real as you need to be. And then all you see is the front facing photo and then of the you. Selfie camera.
Okay. You see both pictures kind of one imposed on the other.
And I'm just like, do I need another social media thing? Like, we'll see.
Yeah, like I get it as a gimmick, but it is just like, people will just figure out. I don't know. I don't think it will last that long, but we'll see.
Mm-hmm. But you're always the skeptic. Didn't think Netflix was going to work.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I think you lead with that, and then...
But Netflix completely transformed. So, like, this Be Real could become something else. Yeah, I just mean in its current form, I don't see it. Although I know a lot of people are complaining about Instagram because it's changed so much to video and posts, like, picture posts don't perform well anymore.
And it's kind of nice that it's, like, when you start a new social media app, it's always just, like, your close friends, because it's
yeah,
like,
that's true.
Then and over it's simple, time, it's like,
and the but it's honestly boring. But that's what day.
People like about it.
Yeah, they're like, you literally only have to spend a few minutes on this app a day, instead of like it's sucking your time. But then if you're consuming,
no, and if everyone starts then you're doing it, it'll take a long time.
Yeah, but you're only like, which is actually worse. Remember, you've done those studies that it's like actively engaging with social media is better. So like and the posting part is not the problem. It's the consuming.
Be Real, we found your flaw.
Blood.
I love it's just like interesting that the news is just like the world's on fire. Be Real. Like that's
it's
like,
just photos of like, fire.
This is an absurd life.
Oh yeah, it's truly the hottest day on the planet. But like here and everywhere. Cool. Okay, let's take a little break on that note and come back and talk about doppelgangers.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Study time.
Okay.
We've got a little social media addict on our hands over here. Couldn't take his hands off his phone for 10 seconds.
Oh my God. I'm going to flip a table.
All right. We're talking about
doppelgangers. Do you have a doppelganger? You do. Everyone says you look like someone, but I don't know who it is because I don't get the reference.
It's a very recent phenomenon that people have told me I look like. Is his name Ralph Macchio?
Yeah.
Or he's from the Karate Kid reboot, or he's from the original.
Wait, he's the Karate Kid in the original, but now he's old.
Now he's in the reboot of it as an adult. And no one ever told me ever that I looked like him until recently. So it's obviously related to the fact that people are in their minds. Like, I don't disagree that I like have similarities to the way he looks, but when the Big Bang Theory was at its popular, people would always be like, you look like Sheldon. It's obviously like a science connection with like a little bit of like my
life. We're gonna explain the science of doppelgangers because that makes total sense. But you got Sheldon.
I did, and you I'm trying to think of who else. Like, I don't in instances I can see Sheldon, and my hair is often like his style of hair.
Wow, you weirdly do look like him, but it weirdly you don't.
Like, yeah, you I'm do, like I don't think I do, look like
because I remember people would say it and I'd be like, "There's no way." Then I'd look and be photos like, "Oh wow, yeah."
Okay, and you?
I have so many because I'm a white guy with a beard.
Every guy in Toronto, actually.
I think I see myself all the time. I'm like, that's me, and so many people think they see me, but that's just like random people on the street. But my celebrity doppelgangers are really depressing. It's Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Okay.
Who is like an incredible actor, but I wouldn't say it's like the most, you know, exciting person to have as your doppelganger. I watched The Talented Mr. Ripley recently, and he is like a grotesque asshole who is like, he's so good at being an asshole and being like disgusting. Like, he's such a good actor in those roles, and it always hurts because it's like, okay, yeah, I do see myself in that, and that's a dark person. Another one was Perez Hilton. I used to get a lot of the time. Mm-hmm.
But you don't want to say Matt Damon because you don't want to. You're this person who has to be self-deprecating.
No, I was literally about to say an old lady at my church once said I look like Matt Damon, but she was like,
when you have no beard.
She was like 74, and I.
No, when you have no beard, you have elements of Matt Damon.
Okay, I'll take that. When I was watching The Talented Mr. Ripley, because they're both in it, at the beginning I was like, wow, Matt Damon's so hot. And you know what? I kind of do look like him. And then sadly, Philip Seymour Hoffman showed up halfway through and looked so much more like me. I was like, oh, fuck. Perez Hilton hurts, too. That's not a good one. He's a bad person in Jen's. He's white, gay.
Well, more importantly, there's someone specifically. Yeah.
Now, the nice one that I love is Scott Hoying, who I recently met, and he is from Pentatonix, and he looks so much like me, and he is also a white gay, but he's not toxic like Perez Hilton. He didn't bully Katy Perry into a career.
And so many people on TikTok, it's on the YouTube, most have commented all the time that people mix you guys up.
And it is creepy because he does look like me, but it's so much more creepy in person, because when I met him, I actually felt weird. Whereas I'd never met Philip Seymour Hoffman, RIP. Right. Mm. Like, I feel like it was around. A cool experience to be around your doppelganger. Like, it was super weird. It was super
I think weird. That in moments, I would feel like you guys would look similar. And other times, I am able to go like, oh, actually, they look quite different. Right? And I'm sure that happens with most doppelgangers, unless, I'm wondering if I would think you'd look more similar to like one of the other people you just mentioned if you were all in the line.
Well, okay, so here we go. So the thing about doppelgangers is that it's all about context. So essentially, like, your brain has facial recognition neurons, which are designed to help you recognize faces quickly, because faces are very important from like evolutionary perspective. It's how we convey so much more meaning than we realize. Like, our face will tell us if we're sad, if we're happy. Like, when you're trying to use a language, a lot of the time your face is doing a lot more of the work. Mm. So we have developed these specific neurons that are just meant to sort of hone in on faces quickly, but they lack attention to detail. They're not like, you know, obviously incredibly looking at your nostril size and they're like looking at an overall picture.
Right.
And so doppelgangers, if you ever see one of your friends' doppelganger or see yourself in someone, there's likely a contextual link that's allowing your brain to sort of like skip over some factors to jump to thinking you're someone else. So if you see a stranger who looks like a friend, it's likely that that stranger is in the city that your friend lives. Maybe you were just with your friend. Maybe
so your friend's a waiter. Like, that could actually be them.
Yes. It's like these neurons are actually getting tricked. And the thing with me and Scott, more than I think any of the other ones, is like, he was a YouTuber. He is on TikTok. Like, we're getting all of these messages because he's looking down
the... You are a science singer.
Yeah.
And so obviously people see you as a singer.
No, it's like, I really think it's more the down the barrel of the camera. TikTok has like really sort of like even the playing field of like what content is. Like, I'm just talking down the barrel of the camera, and so is he. And I think what happens is people get freaked out because they think, oh, that's Scott from Tonks, but it's like randomly me. And they're like, what the hell? And like, there's so many comments and vice versa.
Yeah.
That it's so much more about context that once you're in the same room as us, and I think it was weird because we acted very similar, but once you're sort of like able to just see that we're two different people, or even just like walking into the room differently, or just like realizing it, the context probably leaves and your facial recognition neurons are less strict.
Those facial recognition neurons isn't that related to like why we see a face on Mars or like
exactly in toast.
Even if you look at like a plant, you can find like shapes that make it look like a smiley
face. Or clouds. You're always like, oh, it doesn't look like a face. Yes, exactly.
Pareidolia. Your eyes always. And that's why often like scary ghost videos or like kind of apparitions like sometimes look like faces.
Yeah.
Because your brain's like trying to build a face out of it, I think.
And it is all linked. Like it's just interesting. Like a doppelganger existing for you is likely because they're not identical. It's someone who looks like you in a similar context for someone else.
Right. So it's not saying, I mean, that's the interesting thing. Like, what are the odds of someone looking exactly like you is a totally different question. And maybe a different definition of doppelganger. Like some people might hold that as the standard. Like, because it's fun to imagine, is there someone in this world that lives in a totally different country that just like looks exactly like me? Probably not, but that's what people wonder, I think.
Yeah. Well, there was like some studies that are like comparing it to like a fingerprint and say that there'd need to be like a trillion people alive in the world for you to have a doppelganger. But I really feel like that limits the interesting aspect, which is that there is probably someone on this earth who is your doppelganger, who looks like you, but not identical, but that doesn't matter.
Looks similar enough to mistake you for
exactly, because your neurons and the context of that person are like enough.
Know who has a lot of doppelgangers?
Who?
Ernie, our dog.
Yeah, and then one time I saw the red golden retriever.
There's like a convention or some kind of event where like in Scotland, everyone with a golden retriever gets together. You know, there's like thousands of them. And I've watched those videos because I've always like there's golden retrievers I'll see here and I can obviously tell Ernie apart. But then you realize when there's enough of them, there's like enough that look exactly like
honestly,
him.
Think about like that. I would actually 100 not be able golden to tell. Retrievers playing in a dog park. You'd never find Ernie.
Oh no!
Isn't that sad? I would hope you'd find me amongst a bunch of white like gays.
He'd be like, we look the same.
Well, it happens if you look at like a circuit party of gay men.
Every
like
time Ernie sees a white guy biking, he runs. He pulls me to them. He thinks it's you.
Well, because he's like, that's a white guy with a beard biking in Toronto. That's the thing. So many people text me and they're like, just saw you on a bike. And I was like, I was not on a bike today. Because it's like the context for them is that they know I bike. I have a helmet on, a white guy beard. Mm. Like, think of how easy it is for your brain to mess that up.
Oh, totally.
But you do you not get it as much because you're sort of more unique looking than me? Because I'm beige.
But you know what's interesting? You are really unique looking. So
no,
I'm
not,
so okay, no, you are. Hear me out. You are a basic white guy. Fine, sure. But ever since I met you, you have a unique look. There's something about you. And I honestly feel and believe with ASAP Science that people recognize you before they recognize me because I think you have a more distinct look. Like, I think maybe in our group of friends, like, not a lot of people look like me, but I feel like my features are not so distinct. Maybe it's because you have really distinct glasses.
I think it's my glasses and style. Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't think it's that literally my biological beige mayonnaise body.
Like, when, and maybe obviously when we're together, it's easier for people to be like, oh, that is for sure them, because there's no way that two people look like them.
No, I know what you mean. I feel like people recently, I think it's a TikTok thing, have really been coming up to me a lot. And I think it really is because I dress a very specific way.
So it's easy to clock that it's you.
I think so. I only have like a finite amount of shirts that I wear on like TikTok over and over. And they are like more, I shop in ways where I'm like, I don't want to look like everyone else.
Yeah.
And then I wear hats where
and your glasses are really distinct and you wear them all the
exactly.
time.
And then like I wear like birding hats and stuff because I'm like, I want to express myself through my clothes. Whereas you don't, I don't think you care. Like, only recently have you really been thinking about that.
Yeah, I don't.
So I think that you're right. Those specific sort of like semiotic things hold weight for people to recognize me. But I also think there's a lot of freaking white guys that do that too that look like me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, I do. It's like, you will think you see me if someone dresses a little quirky and happens to be a white guy with a beard. And like, that happens in a city of 4 million people.
Yeah, like, I don't feel like I look super distinct,
but I think
it's hard to judge your own
I think
face.
You I actually think you do look super distinct, but you I think until recently really would dress to sort of blend in.
Oh, totally. Yeah,
like,
no,
you didn't
I don't
want to stand out.
Yeah, I don't like
you
being,
actively
like,
don't like even your body language, like you don't want to get noticed. So I think that's
I
maybe why.
Love wearing a mask when I'm walking down the street.
Yeah
honestly, like even like not even just to not be recognized by like anyone who knows ASAP Science, but also just friends. Stuff. I'm like, then it's my choice if I have to like reveal myself.
Yeah, like, and I think that people can pick up on that. Like, when I'm walking around, I'm like, someone please talk to me. Like, I would love to just chat.
I want to ask you more about what it was like meeting Scott, but we were just talking about like the odds. You said something about like a 1 in a trillion to have
like what they think is an identical face,
right? So I found something else interesting on this. and it's related to something called the infinite monkey problem. So this relates to having the odds of having a doppelganger. So the premise for this problem is that if you sit a monkey in a room with a typewriter for an infinite amount of time, it will eventually write Shakespeare. Is this idea that with a typewriter an infinite time, at some point it's going to start writing Shakespeare. So, and to calculate these odds, it's like, ignoring grammar, the monkey has a 1 in 26 chance of getting the first letter of Hamlet correct. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's 1 in 26. Not bad. But as soon as we get to like the next letter, it's 1 in 676.
Yeah.
And then by the time we're on the fourth line, it's 1 in 13 quintillion odds that they've done it properly.
Wow. So
you multiply these probabilities together and you realize the chance of one of these things, even though ultimately it will happen with infinite time, like its odds are so, so small. So how this relates to finding a true doppelganger that looks actually exactly like you is thinking of like all the genetic variables, right? Like they have to have basically not just like essences of genes, but all these genes. Think of how much information is in your DNA and how much would have to line up for them to like look and express everything in the same way. On top of improbable environmental factors that influence the way somebody like looks and acts and those kind of things. So I thought that was an interesting way to think about it. Like it's possible, but the probability of it is probably so small. But then like you said, there's a difference between actually being the same and being perceived to look the same.
Yeah, exactly. Like a doppelganger by definition is not someone who's identical to you. It's someone who people perceive you look similar to.
Yeah, and even when you know twins,
over time,
identical twins, like most people can tell apart once you know them.
But then you show them to like your mom who's not used to going to school with them and they're like, those kids look
exact same. Exactly. When you first meet identical twins, I feel like it can be challenging to like know them apart, even sometimes siblings that look really similar.
Yeah, there's also people who have specific brain maps with more parts that are essentially like wired to be better at attention to detail. Like there are people who
I think have, I have that.
Yeah, I think you have that too. So there are people who will have a lot harder time thinking people are doppelgangers in general.
Because they definitely be like, don't look the same.
Yeah, and I think I think everyone looks the same. Yeah. Like, you definitely do have that.
Yeah, I remember one time I walked into your parents' home and it was like, oh my gosh, like you guys got new tats. And then you were like, what? I was like, you lived here your whole life and didn't notice that.
That's not surprising me. I don't notice anything.
Yeah, you're not super observant. But no. I also think like it makes me wonder how much of that is because you are like lacking something or because you don't care. No, I mean like because your genes are a certain way. Obviously, it all relates to like
your genetic. It's a bit of nature and nurture.
Yeah, like if you're just like, well, it doesn't even matter if you don't notice that. Like it's not important.
It's a
not
bit
that
of both.
Like recognizing a sink is important to me, but
it's a bit of both. It is a bit of both.
I think like, it's also related to the reason that I generally. It feels related to fear for me. Like I'm always aware of things, so I'm always analyzing things, but it's like, which came first? Am I overanalyzing things and as a result I'm like on higher alert, or am I on higher alert so I'm always overanalyzing things?
Well, it's why brain maps are interesting. It doesn't really matter if it's like fully genetic or if it is like your brain has plasticity. So over time you have sort of, you know, your brain has changed to be like that.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it is like something that's born into you or you have changed it throughout your life.
Mm-hmm.
Like you'll never know the answer to that. There's so many aspects of like neurophysiology that we'll just never know the answer to like which came first, but we can still know that it's our truth and see it in brain maps if someone were to scan your brain.
I know. Well, no, it's the worst thing to realize.
Like, what?
But also the best.
What?
I can't change you.
Me.
Anyone. Like this lesson as we've grown older, like we are so different in so many ways. Like when it comes to attention to detail and like how we organize and live our lives in our home and stuff. And that can be extremely frustrating. It's nice because it feels like it's not that frustrating for you. Like I'm the one who has to suffer more.
Oh my
God. Don't you think in this respect? Obviously there are so many ways.
There's so much shit you do that's absolutely awful. Are you kidding? But it's like you obviously don't see it that way.
And that like recently it just like so occurred to me.
Awful was a strong word. I mean, I'm trying to like you know what I mean? It's like no.
There are things so for sure things. I do. Like I know I'm learning more and more when I've crossed the boundary of normal.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like that's the hardest part is me being like, is what he's doing annoying and not normal, or is my perception of it like extreme. Like when you clean a certain way or when you put things away a certain way, I now have to decipher like, would everyone else think you're being crazy or would they think I'm being crazy?
Okay, no one I realized you were being crazy was when we were like doing like when I was trying to, so we were doing like kayaking races and I've like freaking kayaked my whole life and I've taught kayaking.
Oh no, this was recent.
Yeah. And like there's like we were racing and people were like, Craig, when you do it, like the boat gets like pushed in this weird way. And I was like, yeah, it's because like there's divots where you can put your feet. And if you're pulling the paddle like with your hand and pushing with your feet, you can actually push the boat more. And everyone was just like, yeah. And you were like, huh, nah. You were literally, it was so funny. You're like, that doesn't make any sense. And then it was just like, everyone was like looking at you like, okay, well, he clearly just explained it. And I was like, okay. So like, if I pull, I was like trying really hard. I was looking at you. I was like, if I pull, and you were just like, no, I think you're lying. And then everyone was like, Greg, why don't you get in the boat and show him? Like, okay, I guess I'll get in the boat. And I got in the boat and I like showed you and you were like, okay, like maybe. it was like that was when I was like,
that's called like, attention to detail.
I know. It was like
I was wanting to confirm the source because sometimes you say things that are not accurate, and I just wanted to make sure I wasn't learning something wrong. So next time I was in a kayak race, I could use that tip.
No, it was fair. It was just like one of the moments where I was like, everyone around me is like, you don't have to get in the boat, but I was like, I'm going to because I'm he like, doesn't
yeah, you're
believe
have
me.
To go kayak again. Otherwise, we're not going to be able to get out of this. Yeah,
but I mean, that's rare. I think mostly I'm the one that's more.
I'm definitely more neurotic. It's helped. You know what helps so much? And this is not really, this is like personality doppelganger, not physical. It's helped me to have people in our lives that have my neurosis, and maybe it would help you as well to have people who are like you. And then you can see yourself in other people, and you can see the parts of you that are frustrating and the parts of you that are legitimate. Yeah. You know what I mean? And like how you are, and it also helps you empathize with other people really well who have these same issues. Like it's like I'm able to be like, oh, I see myself in you, even if I deem you as more extreme in this way. Like it's easier for me to like gravitate to someone like that because I get where their anxiety or personality.
I wish I could hang out with Scott Hoying more because I'm like,
Maybe you see yourself in each
other. Yeah, because he seemed super similar. Like our humor was similar, but then when he was saying he like wasn't clean, neither was I. Not to drag him, but like I was like, I wonder like if he is so much more like me than I even realized, because we only hung out for like 4 hours.
Yeah,
And it was like it hopefully felt we'll like a lightning rod of like, oh my god, we're the same person.
But yeah, like, we were laughing because me and his partner were just off the other side of the camera, like being able to verify, like yeah, they're both freaking messy. Like it was,
but
funny.
Obviously he's like so talented and like so type A because he has 3 Grammys.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with being messy.
Oh, true.
Right? Yeah, like you can still be like a competent person.
He said he like spills McFlurries and doesn't clean them in his car. I mean, I know he was joking, but it was so
Yeah, it was
funny.
All hyperbolic, but it was interesting to see your genetic results line up in certain ways, and you guys seemingly, you're right, you can't know much with 4 hours, but yeah, okay.
But
it
felt like we were similar.
I think so too. Like you definitely both had a similar sense of humor. You got along really well, which was nice.
The first time I freaked out about people saying we look the same was like a long time. It was funny. He was like, yeah, I just started finding out from TikTok. I'm like, no, I knew.
We've known for like a decade.
Like, people really were calling out. Like,
well, because Pentatonix was so famous for so long. And it doesn't help that like Superfruit was
him. Oh, yeah.
Him
he had a YouTube
Mitch.
Channel.
And he had his other Pentatonix member, Mitch, kind of looks
like
me.
I know,
like
but
his name
I felt like
Mitch.
It was relentless that everyone was calling us Superfruit, but it means that clearly no one was calling them ASAP Science.
Because I think the crossover is less, right? Like, the thing is, they probably don't have a huge science audience, but because we're gay, there's probably a segment of our audience that also liked them.
Oh, gotcha.
But was also science. So it's like the science nerds who liked musicals were like, could see that we were similar. But I imagine there's less of like the science nerds watching. Just like, gotcha. Maybe. That was always like my take on why we would be more aware of them.
I once bought this like expensive shirt that was like by this brand called Hood by Air because I thought it was an interesting brand, and it was all chromosomes. It was like insane. It was like these huge
giant
chromosomes down the middle and like chromosomes down the arm. I was like, there's never been a shirt designed more for me made in New York City. And I like spent money and bought it. And that was like my first like expensive purchase of a shirt, like after like being a YouTuber and like cashing a check. And then I went online and it was like, Pentatonix like
had
Superfruit had just bought the shirt and he wore it like all the time, and like, I was like, this is insane, because I was like, It was probably the shirt I thought the most about before buying in my life. And then he just bought it. And it was like, that for me freaked me out. And then I brought up the shirt. He doesn't know where it is. Obviously, we're different people. Mine's in my closet because I'm like, this is going up in value. He's like, I'm so rich. I don't care about the shirt. But yeah. No,
he also was like, didn't know it was chromosomes. He just liked the way it looked.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy. He was like, oh,
I just love the shirt.
Yeah, so even, like, when I told him that, he didn't know until, like...
Literally. Yeah, which is not embarrassing at all.
No, it's not.
It's funny to think that you were like, this is a science shirt. Yeah. I love it so much. And he was just like, this is a cool shirt. I love it so much. And then you both love this shirt. But that, you're the science side of it, being like, those were chromosomes.
Well, it really freaked me out. I was like, that is my doppelganger. And now I'm like, we are similar. Like, I was saying to him, I'm like, it's weird that two white guys bought these Hood by Air shirts in, like, 2013. Like, at the same time, who looked similar, who were both on YouTube. Like, it starts freaking me out a little.
Yeah.
Like, it was freaky. It is freaky.
It is odd.
And we are, like, sort of related, and I am kind of like, should I just, like, pretend he's my brother?
I mean, like, yeah, if you watch the video, so Greg made a whole video about this where they went through a bunch of DNA markers of, like, different traits, both physical and, like abilities and stuff, and then also went through your ancestry. And lots of things were the same. Obviously, lots of things were different. But but even in, like, you could be different than your sibling. You know what I mean?
Well, just our ancestry was it was just like, okay, yeah, if you're, like, looking. A white freaking dude like me, like, there's only so much, like, when you think about the world scale.
Yeah.
Like, it kind of is
It's
creepy.
So funny to, like, look at your guys' ancestry.
It's and, like, so boring.
I've got all these different colors.
Yeah, yours is so interesting. It's honestly so uninteresting. It was actually, like, a really, like,
but
the video is interesting, but the ending is like, yeah, they're both so white.
They're white.
Like, so white.
Oh, man. Is there any other, like, doppelganger signs that you wanted to share? I mean, a bunch of it's in that video if people, if they want to watch it.
But. No, not really. Like, it kind of is, like, quite simple. If I think it's more just the context is, like, what I need people to understand, because so many people think that they, like, I get called, like, doppelgangers of people so often.
Mm-hmm.
And my real takeaway is that it's because the context of me is what they're seeing someone who doesn't look that much like me in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something that, like, is interesting to know. Like, you do have a doppelganger. And there is other studies that say it's 1 in 100,000 that you have people, like, you have a doppelganger.
Looks similar enough
yeah,
to you.
That people would just mistake you for them. And that's all it is.
Yeah,
it's not like that. A science of, like, your eyes being apart and your nose. It's like contextual.
If you had, like, a true doppelganger, if there was actually,
like,
someone,
looks identical.
Like, say there's someone in, like, Denmark that, like, in every way looks like you.
Yeah.
Do you want to meet them?
Meet them? Yeah. Like, meeting Scott, it was like, this is fun. Like, it felt like I was like, I'm getting a peek into what it would feel like to hang out with myself. Like, it was so interesting and fun. Like, I was like, I would have wanted to keep talking to them for sure. Would you want to meet them?
Yeah, I think it would scare me, though. If someone actually looked like, because even when I look at that Ralph Macchio,
yeah,
I'm like, I understand that I'm like, have similar skin tone and similar ish look, but
yeah,
like,
when I saw
if
it,
I was
like,
with him, I wouldn't be like, oh my god, you look like me,
but might, like, when you're thinking of all the humans that you lock eyes with and just be like,
maybe,
holy shit, like,
that's
the features
true.
Are falling similar.
Yeah, but it would be different if you saw someone like, if you didn't have a twin and saw someone who felt like a twin.
Oh,
right,
man,
that
twins
would
so intense.
I know. Should we do an episode on twins?
Yeah, like, they're so, like, twin research is so incredible. It's how they figure out so many,
like, everything.
Things.
We know everything thanks to twins.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah. We could, okay, I'll write that down.
We should get. Do we know any twins?
Twinning. I know some, not like super close though.
I bet we know twins and don't realize it. You know, sometimes people are a twin, but, like, their other twin lives somewhere else, and you just, like, don't really know.
Yeah, I know. I know. I love finding
and
out.
And then you're like, wait, you have a twin?
And I try not to overreact. Try not to be like, holy shit. She's like, oh, that's normal. It obviously is normal. It's just, like, it's intense.
Like, identical twin. Yeah, it'd be so
Would you have sex with your doppelganger?
Yeah, I wrote that down.
Really? You did?
Did you just ask that randomly?
I was thinking about
Look
that.
Right there.
Would you have sex? Oh, my God.
I already wrote that down. I was like, oh,
no.
Yes.
You would have... Okay.
No, I mean, like, I'd be curious. Not because...
Okay.
I'm just, like, be curious what it'd be like.
Ew.
You think that's gross?
I, like, really... like.
No,
I really
not if it... Okay,
gross.
No, more like if it was not a person. Like, I don't want... I don't know. It's not that I want to have sex with myself.
No, okay. It's
but
like...
as
it's
a gay
someone,
person, I think it's different if you're straight because you may not be interested in having sex with the same, like, gender.
Wow. I'm like, and now just like realizing how much I wouldn't.
But wait, you wouldn't want to learn about like what it's like from the other perspective.
No, I wouldn't. Why? I think things are great for me. I don't need to see it from that angle.
Why not?
I think it would be too real. It'd be too like, I think I would just be like, wow, I don't want to do this.
Maybe that would happen. I wouldn't say no.
Not
trying
so
to think
funny.
Once. Me trying including to on, having sex with my doppelganger.
Me trying to hit on Scott so hard through this.
I'm no, like, that's oh, not I what would. I meant, though. That's what I mean. If it's like actually another autonomous person that just like looks so similar to me, that might be weird. But if it's just like
no, that's what I'm thinking.
A simulation in my brain where I get to like, you know, hook up with myself.
Oh, you mean like it. Hooking up with yourself through like a VR
just
to,
like
tech.
See what it looks like.
Okay, that's
what it
different.
Feels like.
No,
like, I'm not saying you should hook up with Scott. I didn't know. I meant like.
I was saying like a Scott, like you go to Denmark like, and someone looks like you on a bike and then you start talking and it's like they look so much like either your doppelganger and then they're like, do you want to have sex?
I wouldn't like pursue that, but like that's what I meant. If I was like in a lab and they were like, here's this version of you that's going to exist for 2 hours.
Okay, I would do that for sure. You know, yeah. It would be like. Maybe life shattering.
Yeah,
but true. I would actually no, maybe I wouldn't do that. It'd be like, yeah, I don't need to
really
know that. I don't need to know that. It would fuck
yeah, the
up.
Risk is high.
Yeah, no, it's and it's not worth it. Because the only thing that could happen is bad.
It just make you feel weird.
Yeah, like, I think I'm fine. Like, I don't need to know. Maybe if I was, like, really insecure and, like, wanted to learn, like, some new tricks. But, like, also, this is actually a really weird question.
Yeah, it is.
But also, I just feel like, I don't know. I feel like with gay guys, like, there's such a stereotype about dating people who look like you. Like, that's a strong stereotype of, like,
yeah,
the gay boyfriend twins, is that what it's called?
Something like that, yeah.
And I just think like my obsession with like wanting to be surprising and not wanting to be basic, it's like I would never
yeah, I don't
want to
like,
hook up with
date myself
like, okay. No, but I wouldn't even want to be seen leaving the bar hand in hand. It's like, nope,
that's fair.
I'm not trying to have sex with myself, people. So
I'm
back
not,
off.
But like I don't think anyone's really thinking. I think it might be different because you're like white.
Yeah, that's true. Like, it's think, like it has a little bit more white supremacy vibes.
And yeah, whereas like I think somebody who's like not white,
yeah, it's true. It's not
might
it's...
feel like, well, obviously if someone looks so much like you and you no, know but
you're
that
right.
it's different,
no, you're
but
right. it's
there's
a,
an
it's
element
a white
of being like
stereotype.
I don't want like yeah, like I don't want to just appear. There's a certain context that looks like compared to like somebody else who's of a different background. Look, dating someone who looks more similar to them is like not as bad
for
some reason.
Sure. No, it's not as bad. And it is really funny how it does happen with gay guys. Like sometimes it's like, aren't you
aware?
But it's like, maybe not. I know what I think about with gay guys all the
love
time.
Love is love.
I'm always like, aren't you embarrassed? Like so often with gay men, I'm like, also, it's just like we get this stereotype that we're good at fashion. And I'm like, we're not. Do you know what I mean? Like everyone like movie is like, I'm like, if you go to like a straight bar down the street, like a dive bar, like 100% the straight guys are dressed better in Toronto.
Well, there's difference. It's just like alternative culture. So when there's queer people in alternative culture, you probably think they're dressed better.
No, but I feel really bad.
If you go to a straight bar, like the straight bars in our neighborhood are like alternative culture.
No, I know, but I'm not kidding. Like gay guys have a doppelganger issue. Like everyone looks the same. And even queer gay guys, I'm like, it's not it. Like,
oh my God, you're going to cancel yourself.
I'm canceling myself right now. I'm part of it. I'm just saying like, I feel like I'm even like always trying a little bit. Like we're either trying a bit too hard that it doesn't work, or we're just full doppelgangers wearing like the dumb gay outfit. And would, then I'm like, straight guys have more like
no, they don't. They all look the same too. Like everyone looks the same. Okay. Like they all everyone finds their group and
that's
just
true. I went
like
by
that.
A skate park once maybe and was like, they're all so cool.
Yeah, but then they probably all look the same to every other skater. Like they're all falling into the trends of like
it
their
is just,
community.
I guess I just am not. It's just like. I guess I'm just, it's more that gay guys get told that we dress. It's just the stereotype
being like
that
so.
Sometimes I'm around like a bunch of gay guys and I'm like, where did this come from or where did it go? Because it feels like we're not there right now. There is something, and I might be canceling myself right now.
Canceled.
There is something about like, like alt culture right now that I'm like, is it all ugly? Like you know what I mean? Like
okay,
this, like,
Mr. Birding hat.
No, I know. I don't even know if that's all. I'm just saying like there's something about like when I see alternative looks, I'm just like, wait, what are we going for? is it ugly? Like, like Jabuki had this hilarious tweet recently that was like, every like white alt kid in Bushwick walks into their barber and says, I'll get the ugly. And it started making me think, like, yeah, like everyone's hair is like chopped uneven.
Yeah.
Like 35 year old gay guys have mullets. Like, there's things it's happening trends. That are like, I know, but we'll it's so trendy. Way. Like, I feel
yeah.
like we're and in trend such will a hit hyper its peak trend
where we start to like move to different trends.
And I think things are, what's the word for sped up? That's a smarter word. Like, because of the internet.
Yeah.
Things are place smarter word for sped up here because of our like mass consumption. Yeah,
how
of,
fast trends can come again.
Yeah. So then they can go so quick that if you're not there or you're trying to set them, it's like you end up in this in between. Mm-hmm. I even think about it with like influencers, like these like hot girls, but they're dressed like so. Even that pose that we did when we were in LA, like I wanted to do it because it's funny, like the fisheye pose,
mm-hmm.
where like the influencer's like legs are distorted and like it's like you look wonky. You know what I mean? Like even Emma Chamberlain, like she's so cute and beautiful.
That's the advent of Be Real. To break away from that, it's literally like to stop the setup and the 100. Because when people take pictures for Instagram, they're often doing like a full photo shoot of like 30 to 100 photos. Picking the best. And I think that's and part of the real
doppelganger real energy. Like everyone is using these same apps, like that Instagram face, like the Kim K sort of like face that was like augmented through plastic surgery.
Yeah, it's well, like, it's a difficult balance, I think, for most people to be both fit in and be an individual, right? Like there's a constant tug of being like, well, I need to fit in. Like it hurts to not fit in.
Yeah.
But I want to be an individual. But if I push too hard on being an individual, I can become an outcast.
Yeah.
And I think like people just fall into these trends. That's why trends are so pervasive, because like if you're on top of them, you're actually unique with them,
mm-hmm.
but fitting within the confines of like what is cool and mm-hmm. what can allow you to like fit in. Like if you just went off the rails and started dressing like so different, people would just think you're weird. Mm-hmm. And you probably don't want that. Well, some people might, but some people don't. And some people want to be just weird enough that it's like interesting and different, but still fits in the confines of like what we call fashion.
Yeah. Cause and even just like influencer culture, it's so interesting because you're trying to stand out to make a living, mm-hmm. like you're, but then at the same time, doppelganging yourself so hard because of an algorithm. Like I really see that doppelganger vibe amongst like so much. If you even just think about actually even TikTok or Instagram, it's like there are certain things that just work. Mm-hmm. So everyone ends up doing them, but they're still trying to stand out. So it's really hard to sort of place yourself. You end up, there are so many doppelgangers. Even in LA, just looking around, I'm like, the athleisure, the faces, like that it's Madison Beer towards. Girl looks so much like Ariana Grande, and it's like probably plastic surgery. Like you can actually augment yourself
to actually to look
be more the doppelganger for the now. And it's like everything is just so intense in that way now, I think more than ever.
Yeah, I never thought about, and maybe it will just become more and more like that. There'll be more and more doppelgangers as the years
I move think on. So. Honestly, with plastic surgery and filler and trends now that like people can do with their face.
And even just modifying with filters. So everyone ends up looking more similar.
Yeah, true. Like, why not if you're on Instagram? This is sponsored by Be Real. I'm kidding. But yeah, no. Yeah, I don't know. Like, TikTok is so weird. Like, it's been so long now with TikTok that I'm just like, where are we at?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because, like, so many of my things are like, this is the hottest place to get shaved ice cream in Toronto. And, like, I'm watching it. And I'm like, what am I doing?
Like, no, but Instagram's so much worse. Every now and then I go on, I'm like, it recommends me so many things that aren't people I follow. It's insane. And I'm like, this is what people are watching? It'll be, like, a 3-second clip of some, like, half meme. Like, it's so meme energy. At least TikTok, you're, like, watching potentially a 2-minute video that's explaining
But
something.
Then that's even worse when at the end they're like, that shaved ice cream was so great. Now join me tomorrow for how I take you down my street in Toronto. Like, it's crazy that I'm watching people, like, walk down the street in Toronto.
Yeah.
Like, that's my entertainment. Like, and I'm not wanting to watch it, but I'm finishing it.
But it is new, you know? Like, we're just, everything is about, like, what's novel, what's new, and when it's no longer. Like, Instagram's no longer novel and new.
Yeah.
And so people are like looking for new ways, like being more normal, experiencing things that like it's easy to romanticize stuff that is normal.
Are we old? Am I old for being on Instagram all the time? Like probably.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Like I bet like if I like was hanging out with like a Gen Z then like DM'd them, they like wouldn't get back for like a week.
I love your narrative. I bet they like wouldn't get back.
Or like, do you know what I mean? Like, would they be like, oh wait, like, you know, when you check Facebook every month and then you're like, oh, I have messages.
Yeah.
Like, are the people like that? Like, do Instagram?
I don't know.
Whereas if someone DMs me, I'm like, hey,
we'll never know. We're too old.
Oh God. Okay, cool. So next week we're going to be maybe doing twins. We're going to be doing something about heat waves. We've got lots of stuff coming for you.
I love how you always give a little preview. I'm like, don't commit yet. I don't know what we're doing. No, let's wait till you see where we're at. All right.
Okay. Thanks so much, y'all.
Thanks.
Make sure to subscribe.
Love y'all.
Peace.
See ya.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.